know what he's about to get into.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. And we have a great show for you today. And as always, if you want to call in and ask questions, you can call in at 323-870-3857. And we'll be here till about 8 o'clock tonight. You got a little bit of news, Beeb. We can stretch this out.
Maybe I'm going to stretch this one out. We got some hot topics tonight.
Yeah, maybe we stretch it out till what, 10, 11, somewhere around there, huh? Why not?
Make this an all-nighter.
That's right. We can go all night. Go all night here, baby.
That's all.
All right. Tonight, we're going to be talking about your boy, Julio Cesar Chavez, Jr. The guy has been suspended indefinitely. We'll tell you why. And, Beeb, Oscar De La Hoya has already been offered a title shot. How about that? Already. He's not even back. But he's been offered a title shot. We'll tell you with who, and we'll tell you if it'll happen. But first, we're going to get started with ESPN. Michaela Mayer versus Helen Joseph, the first female main event for Top Rank, kind of. I'll explain it to you, man. Michaela Mayer wins by unanimous decision over Helen Joseph by the scores of 99-91 and 190 twice. I don't know, Beeb, kind of a one-sided beatdown here. What were your thoughts on this?
You know, it's crazy because when I look at female fighters, I tend to kind of compare them to Katie Taylor and Clarissa Shields because they're kind of separated from the pack.
Yeah.
And the one thing I noticed with Clarissa Shields is she's so much faster and so much more explosive than everyone else. Katie Taylor is she's another one who's – she's like a buzzsaw. She just so fluid with her combinations. So I tend to look at them as the gold standard right now. And maybe that's unfair of me to do so, but a lot of hype's been around Mayer. She fights at 130. She's kind of tall and long, so it's not out of the realm of possibility that she would move up to 135 and possibly be a title challenger at some point in her career against Katie Taylor. And I just watched her, and I saw some good things. I like how she's really good at gauging distance and spacing. She knows how to fight. You know, she understands the dynamics of the sport. You know, she has good tech, but she's not a lot of snap on her punches to me. She's not really explosive. There's nothing really to me dynamic about her. She's in a division where there really isn't much competition, with all due respect. And I guess you could say that for Clarissa Shields too, but she had a good opponent in Christina Hammer. Katie Taylor's got some good opponents as well. She's had some tough fights, but I just think if Mayer does eventually move up, I just can't see her beating the likes of a Pursoon or a Taylor. You know, a Serrano. I just can't see her beating those types of fighters. But I really can't name anyone at 130 that is of note that I think would give her a serious challenge, right? So luckily, I think she's in a division where she'll stand out, obviously. And I hate to dump on her. But she looked solid, but she just – I don't know. I just don't see – any standout qualities that makes me say this girl is an outstanding, great fighter. She's a decent fighter, not a bad fighter, But again, I'm looking at Clarissa Shields. I'm looking at Katie Taylor. I'm looking at the likes of those types of fighters, and I'm asking myself, who's going to be able to you know, be up alongside them at some point? And I don't think Mayer's one of those fighters that's going to be up there with them. That's just my opinion. I don't know what your thoughts on Mayer are.
Wow.
All I know is she's being hyped very, very, you know, very, very, very aggressively. She's being hyped up. So they're really behind her. So I don't know.
Well, Phoebe just dumped all over. That's crazy. That's messed up, man.
It's kind of attractive. I'll give her that. I mean, I don't want to, you know, make it about looks or anything like that. She's very marketable. She got the look. She talks well or whatever like that, but I don't know.
It's kind of attractive, you know. I don't want to say anything. Yeah, all right. You know,
not as cute as my my honey dip Christina Hammer, but, you know.
Very true. Very true.
Love Christina Hammer.
Very nice girl. Very nice girl, Christina Hammer. D-Style Boxing, thank you so much. He said Mayer is good. She can box. Yeah, well, she was in the Olympics. Of course she can box. But, you know, can she box better than Katie Taylor? Can she box better than – does she have – I mean – can she really garner our attention? I don't know. I know this fight didn't garner my attention. That's for sure.
Well, here's the thing. Like, we're being told like she's like the next best thing since sliced bread. Did you get that impression?
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's their girl. I mean, she's a house fighter. It's the main event, sort of. You know. And but you know, I tell you what. Let's talk about this for a minute, because.
Am I being unfair here? Or?
No, not at all. Not at all. Because, I mean, again, I mean, she, you know, we see what we see. You know what I mean? I mean, we see what we see. You know, she's not, you know, when we saw Katie Taylor, you kind of look at her and say, yeah, she's the one.
She separates herself. She separates herself from the pack.
Yeah, I mean, she separates herself. So, thank you, D-Style. D-Style says we're going to throw back with Deeb on Thursday.
Yeah, check out that video, man. Me and 97 Rough back in the day going at it.
All right, yeah.
It was hilarious, man. Go on D-Style's channel. That was a good video.
There it is. So the reason this was a main event was that Jamel Herring tested positive again for COVID. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. Stay inside. Wear a mask. I don't know what to tell you, Herring. You know, do your thing. Just stay quarantined. I don't know. Listen, if he tests positive for COVID, that should be like two months for him to get over it and everything like that. Whatever. Instead of posting it, what did they post? Like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then he's supposed to be back in the gym. Come on, man, stop it.
Wow, you treat him like the guy had a DWI, man. You take him out of the game for 2 months. You're taking him out of the game for 2 months, Eric. Christ.
Huh? Yeah, stay inside. Wear a mask. Wear a mask. Yeah, right. D-Style just said COVID is 2-0 versus Herring. COVID 2, Herring 0. That's right. You know what? And that's 100% right. Because, you know, listen, instead of just delaying the fight for, you know, 2 weeks, put him out for 2 months. You know? Put him out for 2 months. Because this won't happen then. Then you're completely over it. Then he's not going to test positive again. All right? And I don't care what he says. The test was faulty, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay. Okay.
I think Fauci had something to do with it.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's against Jamel Herring, you know.
I think it's Fauci's fault.
It's Fauci's fault? Start wearing a mask. Start quarantining yourself.
Fauci already lied about the mask.
About a bunch
he already
of
lied about the
like
mask.
That. Yeah,
he already lied about the mask. What else did he lie about? This is a setup.
Let me tell you about Beeb here. Beeb texts me at least two or three times a week at about 5 anywhere from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning.
I'm thinking about this stuff.
With,
I can't sleep.
With conspiracy theories on coronavirus.
I can't sleep.
I mean, this is like clockwork, man.
Taking our livelihood from us.
Beeb is a big conspiracy theorist on this. I'm just saying, if he's got a positive test, lay him off for a couple of months. Lay him off for a month. Lay him off for, you know, 6 weeks, something. You know, but I mean, it is what it is. I mean, look, I mean, he dropped another positive COVID test. So then Top Rank promotes Michaela Mayer to the main event and says, well, this is the first female main event ever. you know, in top rank history, blah, blah, blah. All right, well, kind of, because he didn't plan it, and nobody would have planned this for a main event, you know? There was no hype around it, no nothing. Remember when the UFC did their main event with Ronda Rousey? That was their first main event. She headlined everything. I mean, it was the first main event. They did it right. I mean, they you know, they put a lot of hype behind it, everything like that. This was done because your main guy fell out with COVID again. So it's kind of hard to get behind it, I'll be honest, man. It's you could say, what was the first female ever main event for Top Rank? And, yeah, maybe it was, but it's tough. I don't know. It's a tough one for me to swallow. All right, on the undercard there, Clay Collard versus LT Nelson. I like Clay Collard a lot. Clay Collard wins by TKO in two rounds over LT Nelson, easy for me to say. Collard knocked Nelson down four times in two rounds to get the win. Collard, let me tell you this, B. I think that Collard is exactly what boxing needs right now. Nobody cares about his record. He's got, two losses, three draws or something crazy like that, 8-2-3 or something crazy. Nobody cares about his record. He's just entertaining. They're just getting behind him. He's entertaining, man. And I hope they don't screw it up by putting him in there with, you know, a champion or somebody like way above his skill level, you know. Just let him ride. Let him ride. This is what people want to see. People want excitement. What are your thoughts on Clay Collard?
Must see TV, baby.
Right?
He's been the most entertaining fighter on all of these cards. If he's been in exciting fights, and they call him up, you ready? And he's ready to go. He's fighting like once a month now.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
How can
you complain about that guy?
Yeah. And he's beaten guys like really solid guys. Really solid guys. He's very good. Do you think my fear is that instead of putting this guy on, you know, getting this guy co-main status and everything like that, you know, instead of keeping him on that undercard like that, I mean, giving him, like, co-main status, I mean, obviously still on the undercard, but I don't want them to, like, rush him and throw him in with, like, a hot prospect, somebody who's going to just go in there and run him over. You know, let him get some wins, let him get some fanfare, let him be in some exciting fights. This is what you need.
Well, he's got a couple upsets already under his belt, so
yeah.
maybe he's got that confidence, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, look at Jorge Masvidal in the UFC. They were talking about this the other day. And when Masvidal fought, they says, well, how can somebody care? How can they care about, you know, a guy who's got like 13 losses? This is how. This is exactly how. You know, he's built the right way. You know, he's in exciting fights. You don't care if he wins or loses. You just want to see him fight because he can fight.
Yeah.
You know, almost like Arturo Gatti, you know, when he fought. You didn't care if he won or lost. You just knew you got a fight on your hands. You know he was going to have a fight. So,
and then, like you said, you just match fighters accordingly. If both guys are on the same level, then a lot of times, you know, both of them may not be world beaters, but because they're on the same level, they'll give you an entertaining fight.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You just want entertaining fights. You know, and now you got a name guy. Now you got a name that's garnering attention with Collard. Now you got that name. So let's keep putting them up there. Keep putting them up there, man. Keep beating them solid wins and, you know, good fights, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so this leads us to our train wreck of the week. So on Thursday, I believe this is on Thursday, D-Style Boxing says Gatti was the A-side versus pound-for-pound Mayweather. And no, I don't think so, buddy.
Well, from a monetary standpoint, he was, because he was, you know, he was Mayweather's fighting in his backyard, and a lot of the fans there were there for Gatti. And this was before Mayweather. This was before Mayweather was Money Mayweather and before he had that pay-per-view with De La Hoya, so...
Yeah, I still don't know. I think
he was the draw. He was the draw. He wasn't the better fighter, but he was the draw.
No.
Go back. Go back on and do the research on that fight. He was
What I'm saying is
he was the draw. He wasn't the A side in terms
right.
of better fighter.
Right.
But he was a draw.
Did he get more money in that fight?
A little bit, yeah.
Did he? I didn't think that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Mayweather got more.
No, he got paid more. This was before. This was when Mayweather was with Top Rank, and he wasn't, you know, like I said, he wasn't Money May. You know?
Crazy, man, because Mayweather just demolished that guy. I knew Mayweather was going to demolish that guy.
Of course, everyone knew he was going to demolish
yeah.
him. But again, you know, Gotti had a name back then. Like, this is when Gotti was, you know, everyone loved him because of the way he
right.
fought. He was a handsome, you know, he had that look, and you know, the fight was in Atlantic City. It was in New Jersey, where he's from. You know, so.
Yeah, he went in there and cleaned him in New Jersey, man.
Yeah, he destroyed him.
Craziness, man. It's crazy. All right, so the train wreck of the week. Mariaga and Yap was actually canceled by the NSAC after Yap weighed in nearly 9 pounds over. The new main event was Felix Verdejo versus Will Madeira. B, 9 pounds. Should he have been allowed to fight?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
If his opponent was okay with it, then maybe they should have let the fight go on. It's up to his opponent.
Correct me. I thought, and I don't know this for a fact, but I remember Chael Sonnen was talking about this. And he said in the contracts, and I don't know if it goes for boxing or whatever, but he said in the contracts, once you make weight, that's it. Then the fight is complete. Then you've done everything that you needed to do for your contract. You know what I mean? This guy did his opponent made weight, but so where does he go? I mean, does he get paid? Does he not get paid? I mean, does he get something?
I wouldn't be able to answer that with 100% certainty. And
I would hope
anything that I say would be pure speculation right now.
Speculation. Yeah, exactly. I tell you what, I would hope.
I know the UFC, they pay the guy that made the weight.
Yeah, I would hope that they would have paid him, Mariaga, for making that weight.
But I will say this. It all depends what's in the contract. Because the contract could say you only get paid if the fight happens. And if the fight doesn't happen, but, you know, is there a catch-22 in the contract where if the fight doesn't happen, through no fault of your own and someone else's fault. I don't know. I cannot answer that question. I would think that it depends on the contract.
He did everything he was supposed to do. Did everything, you know what I mean? Again, he did everything he was supposed to do. That guy had no intention on coming in on weight. You don't come in 9 pounds over if you didn't have any intention of coming in on weight. You know what I mean? There's no way.
If you're asking me, should the guy that made weight and did what he was supposed to do, should he get paid? My opinion, yeah.
Yeah.
But once again,
but
I don't know.
I'm with you on that. I don't know.
I don't know what's in the contract.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. What's going on in the chat here? What's
Oh, Jason's back. The loser's back. Trump 2020, baby. Trump 2020. Four more years, baby. You can't take it. You can't take it. You know the thing. You know the thing. He ain't winning. And the next president of the United States, Barack America.
He does. He floods. He floods our Twitter stream with, like, Trump stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, D-Style's not a fan. D-Style's not a fan of Trump, huh? Why? Why is D-Style not a fan of Trump?
I like Trump just because Jason hates him. I like Trump just because Jason hates him.
All right. Felix Verdejo now versus Will Madeira. Verdejo looked really good. It was a first-round knockout. I don't know. A lot of people are saying Verdejo is back after this. I don't know if he's back or not, but it's definitely a good start for him to get back on the road anyway. I don't know. It's what can you really – I mean, he looked good, but what can you really tell from a first-round knockout, you know, against, you know, Will Madeira?
Well, I have to say this. Perdeo is usually a slow starter. Takes some time to get warmed up. I like the fact that he just went in there and took care of business. You know, it was impressive the way he just dismantled him. He just dismantled him. You know, he mixed up his shots. He didn't get sloppy. Didn't go head hunting. He went to the body. I was impressed because I'm not used to seeing Verdejo do that in that type of
fashion. He looked good. Yeah, he looked good. Yeah, he looked good. But again, I mean, it's against Will Madeira, and that's okay because that's what he was supposed to do to Will Madeira.
Yeah.
So, hey, let's talk about the undercard here. Let's talk about the fighter of the week, Beeb. Jared, the real big baby, Jared Anderson. You know where he's from?
I'm going to say he's from Ohio.
Title Town, baby. Come on. Toledo. He's from Title Town. Knocked out Hector Perez. Very durable guy in the first round. Took less than 90 seconds, Beeb, for Anderson to polish off Perez. Big baby Anderson is now 5-0 with 5 knockouts. Beeb, next champion of the world. Next
It's gonna take some time.
What are you talking about?
Let's pump the brakes. I know you get a little excited with these things.
How dare you? He's from Title Town. What are you talking about?
Well, there was a couple other fighters from Title Town that didn't, you know.
Who? Ezra Charles? Aaron Pryor? Which ones?
Broner.
Three-time, four-time champion.
Who was the other guy that just lost there a couple weeks ago?
Oh, who was that? I know who you're talking about, but I can't remember his name.
He's a Title Town guy.
Yeah, we got a lot of them here.
We both picked him to win, and he lost.
Yeah, who was Sonny Fredrickson?
Sonny Fredrickson. I mean, that was another one.
Yeah, he looked terrible, man.
You know?
Terrible.
You convinced me he was going to win. I went out fucking.
Well, that was dumb. I tell you what.
I went out and bet the house on him.
Jason's in there. Jason's in the chat says Ohio's a dump. It's a bad place. Son, you live in Georgia.
You live in Georgia,
son. Come on, man.
You live in Georgia where all that bullshit's been going on right now, okay? You and that governor. Your governor's fucking being – what happened over there? The governor?
The governor sued.
Sued the mayor.
Because the mayors were saying that, hey, you have to wear masks. You know, we want you to wear masks in Atlanta and everything. The governor turned around and sued him and says, no, we don't have any mask mandates around here. That guy is a moron.
He lives in a state where they still – where they still put up the Confederate flag, okay? And he's going to make fun of other states.
Hands of Sanitizer says Broner is a 20-time champion. If you count the train wreck of the week belt, he's right. At least a 20-time champion. 100%. 100%. There it is.
Yeah, Sonny Fredrickson, what happened to him, man? You had me all hyped
he
up on this guy.
Terrible, Sonny.
And I took your word for it.
Wow.
I went against my better judgment.
Yeah, I don't know why. You should have took your
happened?
Better judgment, man. That was terrible.
And what happened?
He got completely worked over. You know the problem? Let me tell you what the problem with Fredrickson is. They rushed him. They 100% rushed him.
And he had to take that fight because if he didn't take that fight, who knows?
D-Style, you're still on that, my man?
No, because Jason's an idiot. Because Jason's
Gaddy's purse. All right, well, we already solved it. He's still over here like spouting off, and like Gaddy's purse was 3.5. Okay, we got it.
No, he's not talking. He's not. Because Jason is saying that it was 50-50 split, and it wasn't. He's not questioning. He's not going back at you. He's going back at Jason.
Oh, Jason's in there talking.
Yeah, Jason said that it was a 50-50 split, and I said it wasn't, and D-Style said it wasn't. Gotti made.
Okay. I missed it there.
He's not going at you. He's not going at you. This kid Jason, man. He's a Mayweather dick rider. Why don't you just put a saddle? Why don't you just put a saddle on Mayweather's dick so you can ride?
Oh, stop it!
Why don't you just do that?
Stop it, Beeb. Come on.
Without Mayweather, Gotti wouldn't be on HBO. Oh, really?
Connie was on HBO a bunch of times. He was like their fighter.
He was on HBO before Mayweather was, you goofball. This is what happens when you try to talk to someone who's 28 years old and lives in the basement. You can't. You don't have the credentials to debate with us.
He lives in his parents' basement still, doesn't he?
Yeah, they threw him out, though. Now he's in the fucking garage. Now he's in the garage. Jason, I told you, there's a thing called Google. We all have it. We all have accessibility to it. So if you want me to send a tutorial over, you know, send it to your email or text you a tutorial on how to do Google searches, then you won't look like an asshole every week. You won't look like a dope.
I think that's impossible.
He just says it was a 55-45 split. It's the same thing. Let me ask you this, Eric. If you had a choice to get 55% or 45%, what would you take?
I would take 55.
Oh, okay. Is that the same thing? Would you think that was the same thing?
I do not think that's the same thing.
Idiot. And you know what? I'm an idiot for even arguing with the kid.
I wasn't going to say anything, but you and D. Stella are going back and forth with this guy. I'm like,
I'm even more of an idiot. I'm going back and forth with this guy. I should be above this at this point. I'm going to be 51 years old in 5 months, and I'm debating a 26-year-old idiot. What's wrong with me? I should be committed.
All right, let's talk about the upcoming fights here. July 21st, Tuesday, Oscar Valdez versus Jason Velez, 10 rounds, junior lightweights. Another squash match here, Beeb. Edgar Belanga versus Eric Moon, 8 rounds, middleweights. Don't know who they are. Kim Clavel versus Natalie Gonzalez, 8 rounds, women's light flyweights. Can't wait to not watch that one. Isaac Dogbay on the undercard versus Chris Avalos, 8 rounds, featherweights. Yeah, this is... not good. This is not good. Let's take it forward to July 24th, Thursday. Virgil Ortiz versus Sammy Vargas on ESPN. 10 rounds welterweights. That should be another squash match. Babe, what's going on with the schedule, man? The schedule's awful. Hector Tanajara versus Mercito Gesta. 10 rounds lightweights. Shane Mosley Jr. versus Jeremy Ramos. I'd be interested in that. 8 rounds middleweights. And, yeah.
You know, the one fight that I was really looking forward to this year, Teofimo Lopez versus Vasily Lomachenko. It was supposed to happen in September.
Yeah, it's moved to October, isn't it?
No, they're pushing it to October. Now, you know, depending upon how this whole virus thing plays out, I hope that this doesn't get scrapped. Because this is the one fight that I was really looking forward to. I'm actually want to bet on Teofimo because he's probably going to be at least a 2-1, maybe 3-1 underdog in this fight. I think he's going to win. I think he's going to win. So I hope this fight happens.
Wheelchair Majan says he says that ESPN cards are boring. The better quality is needed. Listen, at this point, yeah, look, you've had enough. You've had enough leeway here. You had enough leeway here. It needs to get better.
They got
to
do something.
It needs to get better fast.
And here's the thing.
Because this nonsense they're putting on.
And here's the thing.
It ain't cutting it, man.
And here's the thing. If you're gonna have to put up some more money to make better fights, then take the L because you have to make a decision. Do you want to have the ratings suffer, or do you want to make an investment? Like the UFC is doing. Do what the UFC is doing. Pay these guys, you know, make it worth their while.
Yep.
And you're going to get a better product. And in the long run, people are going to tune in because people aren't tuning in right now.
No, they're not. And
pay guys like Crawford. Pay guys like Crawford.
You know, and Jason says that PBC is returning to Fox on August 8th. Let me see what that card is. Let me see if it's listed. It's not even listed, son. August 1st or August 8th. I got nothing for August 8th. So, I mean, if it's listed or if it's scheduled, I'm not seeing it. Who's on that card?
He's just saying stuff without doing the research again.
Yeah, because I don't see anything listed for him.
Again, G-O-O-G-L-E. Use it.
Yep. There you go.
Just use it.
All right. Let's talk about our second train wreck of the week. Centurion Sun asked me, who am I picking, Lopez or Loma? I'm taking Lomachenko in that one, man. I'm going to take Lomachenko in that one. It's a tough fight, though. I mean, that fight really could go either way. That fight really could go either way. But I tell you what, man, Loma's got a way of just picking guys apart. And Lopez is good, too, man. I don't know.
Loma's looked human a little bit. He's still
fighting
winning.
Bigger guys. Yeah, he's fighting bigger guys. He looks.
I don't think he's a legitimate 135.
No,
I just don't.
He's moving up. Yeah, he's fighting when he fights bigger guys. And Teofimo is a big guy. Big guy for 135. He can hit.
Teofimo's fast. He's explosive, and he can box a little bit too, man.
I think he can box a lot. I don't know. He's pretty good.
Like 5'5". Teofimo's like 5'9".
Yeah.
And Teofimo looks like a 140-pound, 147-pounder come fight night.
Yeah. He's a big guy, man. It's a tough fight. I'm going to take Loma, but put it this way, I wouldn't put any money on him. Put it that way. You know, that's one of those fights. Do you think, let me ask you this, do you think they're waiting till October for that fight because of they're trying to get a gate for it?
They're going to put it on pay-per-view, and maybe they're trying to figure out if they can have a live gate. So,
yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. So, I don't know. So, listen, man, news and rumors here. Train wreck of the week, De La Hoya, considering a comeback. 47, B. It'll be 47. De La Hoya is talking about a comeback at 154. He said he's training, blah, blah, blah. Looks like we got another Mayweather on our hands, man. Listen, man, De La Hoya is someone who's more interested in promoting himself rather than their actual fighters. Him and Mayweather both. They're both interested in promoting themselves, not their fighters. I don't understand. Put this energy into Ryan Garcia. Put this energy into Virgil Ortiz. Put this energy into Canelo. Put this energy somewhere else aside from you. Nobody cares. I mean, nobody, you know, listen, man, you had your day. It's over now. All right, you're 47 years old. You're talking about going down to 100. When was the last fight? Pacquiao was his last fight, wasn't it? The Pacquiao fight, Bede?
Yes.
That was his last fight? That was his last fight.
Yes.
What happened in that fight? He
got
pasted. He got pasted every single round. I couldn't give him 1 minute of any of those rounds. He got pasted, son. All right? Nothing doing. What do you think is going to happen this time? And I don't care who he fights. He's getting pasted. He's not going to be any better at 47 than he was back in the day at 25.
I got to say one thing. I don't wish bad on anybody.
No.
I'm not a sadistic person. But there's like two people in the sport of boxing that I don't hate anybody, but there's some people I don't like. De La Hoya is one of them, and Adrian Broner is the other. These are like the two fighters that I just rub me the wrong way.
What are you talking about? Adrian Broner, he's the one that made boxing. What are you talking about?
You know, you like Broner because you met him and he was cool to you.
He's always cool to me.
Right?
You know who I am? Of course he's cool to me.
But the camera wasn't on. If the camera was on, he would have tried to act like a clown. And he would have tried to clown you because the camera would have been on.
Clown me? Are you kidding me? Broner's a gentleman. Broner is Title Town, as Centurion Sun just said in the chat. That's right.
But De La Hoya.
Yeah, De La Hoya is one of those ones. I'm with
just,
you. There's something about him I never liked.
He's just an unlikable guy, man. He's just, you know what it is? This gets used an awful lot. We always coin this phrase a lot. But he epitomizes this phrase. He is just so phony.
Yeah.
He's so phony. You see when he would, like, he gets up and he talks about, like, a card that he's promoting, and he's sitting there reading it word for word. Like, he can't even, like, come up with original thought. I think he's so coked out that his brain is fried right now.
You know, listen, man, and again, your reflexes don't get better with age. Your reflexes get worse with age. Your stamina gets worse with age. Your skills get worse with age. I mean, it is, you know, look, man, it just, it is what it is, you know.
It's just like we said last week. We said this last week. Like, oh, man, I'm in the gym every day. Okay, I go to the gym every day, and I see people in the gym every day. But these motherfuckers can't go 12 rounds. All right? One thing doing a Jane Fonda workout at the gym every day.
Right.
And then thinking that, you know, you can box. Two
right.
different things.
Exactly.
It's two different things, man.
It's nuts. It's nuts, man. I don't get it.
One thing being in shape, here's the thing. This is what people don't understand. And I'm not trying to say that I know more than anyone, but I'm just saying this. You hear people that they say, oh, I'm in good condition. Okay? I'm in good shape. It's one thing being when you're conditioned and you're in shape, you're conditioned and in shape to do a specific task.
Yeah.
So that doesn't, like, even bodybuilders, any type of athlete, they can be in shape, they can be conditioned, but that doesn't mean you're healthy. Being in condition and being healthy are two different things. Because what these guys do and what they put their bodies through to be able to prepare themselves for their specific task, going 12 rounds and getting hit in the head 500 times a night, in a night, that's not a you know, an everyday occurrence that someone is supposed to endure, okay? Now, you could be in condition, you could run 10 miles a day or whatever, but again, you're not healthy. You may not be healthy. Your brain may not be healthy.
Yeah.
I was watching that video with Roy Jones. Remember I told you that thing with the chiropractor?
Yes.
And everyone was saying, oh, like Roy Jones just fell off, like, quick. He was, like, at the top, but then his decline was.
Yes.
But there was so many injuries. Like, he was talking to the chiropractor, and he's like, yeah, I tore my bicep tendon here. I tore my bicep tendon here. My other bicep tendon was torn here. I broke my wrist. I had my knee scoped. Like, maybe his body broke down on him. Maybe it wasn't just that everyone was like, oh, you know, he wasn't a guy that was technical. He was all athletic. Okay. So when you're an athletic guy, you're taxing your body even more than a guy who would be less athletic and a guy who would rely more on technique and, you know, a guy that would lay back and try to counter. And stuff. Like, Roy Jones was an explosive guy. He was 0-100 every round.
Yeah.
And because of that, it taxed his body, and his body broke down on him because of his style. So I didn't even know he had all those injuries. Did you know he tore his bicep, he had a messed up shoulder, had a broken wrist.
No, I had no
a bro-
idea.
Had like a screwed up knee. I didn't know he had all those injuries. And then people say, why did Andre Ward retire? This was a guy that blew his ACL out, had a bad shoulder. You know, this guy had back issues. This guy had a lot of injuries. Like your body just breaks down on you. So once again, you could be in good shape. You could be in good condition.
Yes.
But you can't. That doesn't mean your body is healthy.
Look, if you look at Andre Ward today, he still looks like he can go. You know, but again, he's had a bad ACL. You know, he messed up ACL, bad shoulder.
Listen,
he said it was time.
If you put these guys and you did like a body scan on these guys, right?
Yeah.
Gave them a CAT scan or whatever, right? And you just looked at them internally, okay? The amount of damage they have on their body would just be like off the charts. You know what I'm saying? So when someone says you're in good condition, this guy's a well conditioned athlete. Yeah, he's conditioned to perform that task.
Right.
That's what he's. But that doesn't mean his body is healthy. Because these guys are putting themselves under immense amount of stress that the body is not really supposed to be under. Two different things.
Two different things.
Two different things.
And, you know, and going back to De La Hoya, listen, man, I mean, you saw it in his last fight years and years ago against Pacquiao. And Pacquiao was a lighter guy. I mean, coming up and just demolished him. I mean, I didn't think Pacquiao was going to win that fight. I thought Oscar handpicked Pacquiao because he was a name and he was coming up in weight. He thought it'd be an exciting fight. He did not expect what he got that night. That's for sure.
You know what was crazy? Leading up to that fight, when the fight was first announced, I was like, oh, this is ridiculous. This is going to be a slaughter. Pacquiao's too small. But then I started, this is so stupid for me to say this because I know people get made fun of when they say this. Because the 24-7 actually did influence me and made me change my mind the last week of the fight. When I saw De La Hoya, all white, he was white.
Yeah.
He was emaciated. And not only
trying to
that.
Cut that weight, yep.
And not only that, there was rumors that he was running and he had an IV. Like Freddie Roach said, I saw him running around a track. He had an IV stuck in him or whatever. And then he had his eye was all busted up from Edwin Valero.
Edwin Valero, my God, that guy.
That was a monster, but he's a small guy too.
Yep.
But he pieced up De La Hoya. So then I said to myself, something's not right, man. This guy don't look right. He looks white as a ghost.
Right.
He's emaciated. Looks like death warmed over. Looked like someone put him in the like you know when a guy's like stranded on a desert island and he hasn't eaten for a month.
Yes.
He's like eating leaves and shit just to survive. That's
volleyball, you know.
That's what this dude looked like.
Yeah.
That's what this dude looked like, man. And then Edwin Valero pieced him up and they sent Edwin Valero home because he busted up his eye. He had like a fucking swollen black and blue eye a week and a half before the fight.
Yeah.
And they showed all this shit on 24/7. So the 24/7 made me say, you know what? Something's not right. I don't think he's going to win.
And this was before, you know, like I said, I mean, this was before the Pacquiao fight. And he's going to go back in his mind and say, you know, I was drained for that fight, whatever. 154 is where I need to be.
Oh, yeah.
Son,
oh, yeah.
No. Don't do it, man. Don't do it. Don't do it. Best thing you could say. All right. So check this out. The story gets even deeper here.
Go ahead, man.
So this week, Jermell Charlo called out De La Hoya, offered him a title shot at 154.
Champion Emeritus.
Champion Emeritus. Offered him a title shot, 154. So do you think De La Hoya takes that fight?
No.
No way.
Never in a million.
No way.
Never in a million.
Never. That he gets killed by Charlo. Killed by Charlo. Now, back in the day when Oscar was, you know, 24, 25, I think Oscar just demolishes Charlo. But now, yeah, way different story. Way different story. I didn't know Oscar used to promote Charlo.
All them PBC guys.
I don't remember that.
They were all promoted by Golden Boy, but they didn't have him under contract, and then they all went. De La Hoya is a fucking knucklehead.
Speaking of knuckleheads, Keith Thurman this week. Listen, he always says some ridiculous things, but this is even by his standards, this is bizarre. He says that Errol Spence cannot leave the 147-pound division without giving him a title shot. Right. Because Keith was so anxious and willing to give Spence a title shot. Now that nobody, and I mean nobody, needs Keith Thurman anymore, now he wants to start calling people out. Come on, Keith, man. Come on. You're better than that. What are you doing?
Keith Thurman is the definition and the poster boy for hypocrisy. He's sitting there when he was the champ. Spence wanted to fight him. Oh, get a belt first. Then Spence gets a belt. Oh, you gotta make yourself a bigger name.
Yeah.
Then he fights Mikey Garcia, has a huge pay-per-view, fights in a huge stadium in front of a ton of people. I'm coming back off a long layoff. I need a couple fights first. So it was like, you know, a laundry list of reasons. I'm not even going to say excuses because I'm not going to dump on anybody. I mean, these guys put their lives on the line, whatever. There was a laundry list of reasons before why he didn't fight Spence. But now that he doesn't have a belt, okay, and now he's on the outside looking in, now he wants to knock on the window and say, let me in. But when he was on the other side of that window and people were knocking on that window trying to get in, he had his hand on the door saying, no, you're not coming in here. So let's not be a hypocrite now.
Right.
You know? And he never gave anybody, like, why didn't that fight with Sean Porter was razor close. You could argue that Sean Porter won that fight. I don't think he did. I don't think he did either.
I had it going back and forth, but I had Keith Thurman winning it just by one round.
Yeah, I had it like 115 and 113. It was a razor close fight.
Yeah.
You had Danny Garcia beating him.
Yeah.
And I had him beating Danny Garcia.
Yeah.
115 and 113. Both those guys had a strong argument that they should have got a rematch. And Keith Thurman never gave them a rematch.
Wouldn't give it to
never.
Him. He doesn't want to fight. He wants to stay relevant, but he doesn't want to fight.
So now he wants to cash out.
Yeah, that's exactly what he wants.
He wants to cash out. You know, so.
Yeah.
Listen, these guys aren't going to do him any favors, man. After the way he acted when he had the title.
And they shouldn't. You know what? If I were Spence, I wouldn't give him a title shot. I wouldn't give him anything.
And then you sit there and you're sitting there talking trash about Pacquiao. I can't lose to a guy that got 9 losses. Really? If you fought the guys that he fought, you would have had 9 losses too.
Right.
Probably. Maybe.
Ridiculous, man. Just ridiculous talk.
Spence would have demolished him, in my opinion.
Spence would have knocked him out. I think Spence would have undressed him.
He would have took him apart, man.
Yeah, he would have.
In my opinion.
You know. All right. You remember the pig farmer that had the allegations against Tyson Fury about the doping?
Yep.
And then they bought it from the cows. The
15 Minutes of Fame guy. Yep.
Yeah, the 15 Minutes of Fame guy. According to the Daily Mail, the pig farmer who claimed he was offered 25,000 pounds to lie about Tyson Fury failed drug test has now dropped his allegations. Martin Carefoot told the Daily Mail that he's no longer cooperating in the investigation into Fury's positive test for nandrolone in February 2015. Beebe, was he lying? Did he get paid? Was he muscled? What happened? He just dropped it. That sounds like one of the mafia witnesses.
Listen, this guy has more stories than Walt Disney. Come on.
He's got a family, Beebe, and a farm.
$25,000 to lie. Like, come on, man. Come on. It was just so far-fetched right from the beginning. I
thought it was, too, to be honest with you.
I didn't believe a word the guy said.
No.
So you're going to sit there... It wasn't a coincidence that you waited till Tyson Fury became champion and he was making all this money that you decided to come out and with these ridiculous claims then. How long did he sit on it for? Like, what, 3 years? So he knew for three years he owed him money, and then he waited 3 years to come collect? Come on.
Doesn't make sense. So not cooperating. That's no witnesses. So Fury's off, man. So Sergey Dervinchenko and Jermell Charlo, close to fighting here. This close to being signed, from everything I'm reading. I don't think it has been signed yet, but it is very close to being signed. Interestingly enough, Dervinchenko turned down a fight with Canelo Alvarez to take this one. So
why did that happen? What was his reason to turn down that fight?
I don't think he was going to get the kind of money. It goes back to, you know, Golden Boy, when they talk about people fighting Canelo. Oscar De La Hoya put out some kind of thing this week saying, hey, you know, unless you beat the champ, you're not going to make any money. You know, but you have to beat the champ first before you make any real money.
What is Golden Boy doing, lowballing all these Canelo opponents?
That's what he's doing. Because Canelo's got to take a pay cut because there's no crowd. And then so they're expecting these guys to take, you know,
can't be a coincidence. Billy Joe Saunders was complaining about the money he was offered.
All good fighters, you know.
Now, who is the other guy?
And Dervinchenko, let me tell you what, Dervinchenko is a live dog in that one. I mean, I like Canelo in that fight if they fought, but Dervinchenko is no pushover. I think he's a good matchup for Charlo. I think that's a real good fight.
I thought Dervinchenko I thought it was a clear decision over Canelo.
I did.
Golovkin.
I did too. I thought he beat him pretty easily, actually.
Yeah. I thought he beat Golovkin. Excuse me.
So now what are they doing? So Dervinchenko is not going to fight him. Billy Joe Saunders is not going to fight Canelo. They're talking about
Callum Smith turned down the Canelo fight too. I heard
because they're not offering any money. There's no money to be made there.
So it's got to be a coincidence. It can't be a coincidence. Can't just be a coincidence that all these guys don't want to fight Canelo.
No. No, it's not like he's, you know, like they're all scared of him, you know. Jason Quigley may be the next in line to fight Canelo.
But listen, you can't be mad at Canelo. He's trying to fight these guys, you know.
No. Well, no, I can't be mad at Canelo. You're right.
I'm not mad at Canelo.
I'm not mad because he doesn't negotiate. He's not the one negotiating. I'm mad at Golden Boy.
Be mad at the goofball.
Yeah, for sure.
The guy that has to read a script every time he gets up on the podium.
So this is what DAZN's putting on for $20 a month. Ted Cheeseman and Sam Eggington, Canelo and Quigley. And again, the Quigley fight's not, but that's the name being thrown around. Come on, man. Come on.
We always have this argument. How are you going to get a huge payday when they haven't made big money yet? Once again, we've been down this road before. Okay. I work at a company.
Yep. It's cool.
I'm a guy that just was a regular worker. I get promoted to CEO. Now, am I going to get CEO money, or is the guy that promoted me going to say, well, you never made CEO money before, so you're going to still make the same money you made before doing your old job, but now you're going to do this other job that's harder with more responsibility, and everyone else that had this CEO job made a specific salary, but for some reason, we're just going to say you never made this money before, so we're not going to pay you what the job is worth.
Right.
If it's you pay a fighter what the fight is worth. You pay him commensurate of the worth of the fight.
Right.
Okay? So if he's fighting a guy that would generate a big payday, then he should get a big payday as well. No one's saying he has to get purse parity, but you can't pay someone the same they made for their other fights if they're fighting a bigger fight. Just like when you get promoted to another job, you never made the money that you're going to make that position garners, that position is worth. So obviously, it makes no sense.
We're going to make you CEO, but since you haven't been a CEO anymore, we're going to give you the mail room with the mail, you know.
You worked in
the
mail room,
right.
and this is what you made as a mail clerk.
We're going to give you like a $5 boost.
Now we're promoting you to CEO,
right.
But we're still going to pay you the same that you made as a mail clerk.
Until you prove yourself, you know.
Well, then why did you promote me if you didn't think I could do the job?
Right.
See, like, you pay the person what the job is worth.
Right, exactly.
If the fight is worth $60 million, don't pay the guy as if the fight was worth $30
million. Exactly. That's the point. I mean, that's the thing.
That's the stupidest excuse. It's the stupidest logic. Well, the guy never made – well, because he never fought a Canelo before.
And listen,
so, of course, he's not going to make – what he would make to fight Canelo,
and listen,
it makes no sense. You can't make that compare. It's a false equivalency.
Right.
And am I right?
You are, and I get it. I get the fact that, listen, I get the fact that, you know, the climate is a little bit different now because you don't have a gate. Canelo's going to make less, which means you're going to make less. But you're lowballing these guys, you know.
You're
going to lowball these guys. So why in the world would these guys go out? Listen, they're not fighting you for the – they're fighting you for the money.
Listen, here's the problem, too. What did Kovalev make when he fought Canelo? And what did Danny Jacobs make? What did they get, like $10 million each? Danny Jacobs got $10 million. I think Kovalev got $9
million. Yeah.
So you can't offer Billy Joe Saunders, Callum Smith, and Derbyshenko. No, $5 million.
Yeah.
$4 million. You can't offer them $4-5 million when you're offering everyone, the other two guys, $9 and $10 million. You just can't.
Yeah. Dwayne M. says, Ringsider, he says, I'm ready to drop the zone. I don't care to see Canelo and Triple G fight bums. All I can see all their fights for free on the net. And you know what? He's right. He's 100% right.
You know, people don't realize, and Eddie Hearn doesn't realize, that even though, you know, you got the zone going on there, people can still stream those the zone fights. And they still do stream those the zone
fights. Sure they do. Sure they do.
And no disrespect to Katie Taylor, but you got to give me something more than Katie Taylor versus Passoon, you know?
I mean, I want to see the fight. Is it worth $20? I mean,
I'll see the fight, but if that's all you're going to give me for the rest of the year, then I'm not going to be happy.
Dwayne M. says, in the case of Derevchenko, they'll never get a fair shot anyway. Listen, but you know what? That's the other thing. When you sign up to fight Canelo, you know going in, unless you knock him out, unless you even, you know, even look, Triple G clearly decisioned him in that first fight. He didn't get the nod. It's going to be tough. You're fighting an uphill battle.
You're not fighting him. You're fighting the judges, too.
Yeah. It used to be like, remember De La Hoya when he was in Las, you know, it's tough to beat him over there because even if he loses, you're not going to get that decision. So, I don't know. Some sad news to report this week. Travel Mazione died in a car accident this week. Travel was like an up-and-coming prospect, man. He was undefeated. And tragically died in a car accident this weekend, man. So our thoughts are definitely with his family and everything like that. And, I heard a lot of things about him. I'd never seen him, you know, I had not heard of him until, you know, this happened or whatever. But, you know, after reading about him and everything, a lot of people had. And a lot of people said, yeah, this was, he's a very good fighter, good up-and-comer, man. And it's set from Texas. I believe he was from Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
I think it was from Texas, somewhere in there.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a shame. It's a shame, bro. It's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
Kid was young.
Salvador Sanchez, you remember Salvador Sanchez? Car accident.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Cars, man. All right, Beeb, your boy, Chavez Jr., has been suspended indefinitely. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has been suspended indefinitely by the Nevada State Athletic Commission, the Arizona Boxing and MMA Commission, due to his refusal to take a drug test prior to his December 20th bout against Danny Jacobs. Yeah, okay, well, Rafael Dawkins is probably – Golden Boy is paying for Mazione's funeral. And
yeah, I read that. I didn't know that.
That's a very good thing, man. Very good thing.
Shout out to Golden Boy.
Absolutely. We've been trashing them all show. They get good news. Hey, but we shout them out. There you go.
Listen, you do something good, we'll give you credit. Yeah,
we'll give you credit.
Good. Bad people can still do good things. Well, remember Bronx Steel? You did a good thing for a bad man.
That's right.
No.
There you go.
A lot of people say that about me.
I don't think anybody says that about you. but Chavez Jr., back to Chavez Jr. and his illicit drug use. You know, so he's suspended. Yeah, I mean, we kind of all expected this. I don't think it was anything.
Yeah,
he's still not taking a drug test, so he's probably still hopped up on something, you know. So
yeah, I don't let you get away with that.
Oh. What are you going to do? All right, let's go to the phones here real quick. 706, Jason, you're live.
What's up, guys? What's up?
Trump 2020, son.
Trump 2020, baby. Another four more years, baby.
MAGA, son.
Four more years.
Yeah, MAGA
polls
country
are,
now,
those
son.
Polls
fuck
are
that,
fake.
That,
those
fake polls,
polls
are fake. KKK member.
There's a left-leaning polls. Left-leaning fake polls. Left-leaning fake
right,
polls.
Son.
Fuck Trump and fuck the KKK all day, every day.
Oh,
fuck anybody. That's
you live in right in the middle of Klan country.
You live right in Klan country.
What does that mean? What does that mean, dude?
Georgia.
What does that mean?
Means you're from Georgia, son. You right in the middle.
What does that mean?
Look where you live. Look where you live.
You know how many black?
Look at your governor.
Fucking,
yeah, what about your governor?
All over the world
you
living
vote for
Atlanta.
Him, too?
People all, he's a moron.
You vote
he's
for your governor,
like Trump. He's Beef's boy.
Look at all the racism that goes on in your state. Look at you. You still
he
drive the General Lee. You drive a car like the General Lee. You drive the General Lee with a Confederate flag on your hood. You drive a Confederate flag on your hood. You.
I don't mind the
Let
General Lee.
You disgrace.
Stop filibustering.
Yeah.
Stop filibustering. Also, the governor was
yeah,
the governor was calling it a hoax like
someone
these.
Pulled out the thesaurus.
The governor was
someone
like,
pulled out
oh,
the,
it's a hoax.
Someone pulled out the thesaurus tonight. They pulled out the thesaurus tonight, somebody did, didn't they?
What?
Someone used
what
a big word.
Oh, come on. Beef is like the governor. He was calling it a hoax like a fucking month ago. And Beef was like, oh, the corona will go away with the summer heat and shit. Like, not these fucking morons. They don't know anything. You can't listen to morons like Beef, you know?
What's the
I mean,
death,
that's
what's
what
the
happened.
Death
like,
rate right now,
Jason? Now the whole fucking country.
Jason, what's the death rate?
Ruining the whole economy.
Jason, what's the death rate?
Not even 1%.
Jason, what's the death rate?
Not even 1%, son.
Jason,
it's
what's
very
the
high.
Death rate?
It's very high. It's very high.
What's the oh,
very,
very
high.
High.
150,000 dead Americans. Beef is laughing. Beef thinks
yeah,
it's
I
funny.
Know.
Beef thinks it's 150,000 dead are funny. Really nice, Beef. That's really good.
We're going to play the old shame game. Now we're going to play the shame game.
Really funny, Beef. 150,000 graves are being dug.
Less than 1%. Why don't you care? Why don't you care about the? Why don't you care about the? Why don't you compare about?
150,000 fucking graves. 150,000 graves.
Why don't you care about the suicides?
Because of the stupid
pandemic. Why don't you care about the abuse? Why don't you care about the drunk driving? Why don't you care about the drug overdoses?
Why don't
you care about the people dying in Chicago? Why don't you talk about that?
Why
don't you talk about that? Because the mask. Because you know why? Because the mask is bullshit. Unless you have a sealed
N95,
you're not protected.
Don't wear it. Don't wear it.
You don't have a sealed N95. You are not protected.
Not protected at all.
And guess what?
Okay, don't
you
wear it.
You can't get it unless someone sneezes. Unless someone sneezes.
Don't wear it.
Unless someone sneezes.
Why are you wearing it then?
We have to wear it. We have to wear it.
You got to wear it. I'm not trying to get in cuffs.
They're arrest us if we don't.
Nobody cares
what it is. But Dad, you're lucky because you're down in Georgia. They don't have to.
In Ohio, they're not even arresting white supremacists being the Black Lives Matter protesters. They're not going to arrest you.
We live in a real state. You live in real states. We live in real states.
Why are you screaming,
dude?
Why are you screaming? Are you losing your mind? Are you losing your mind?
I'm gone. Yeah, I lost everything. Yep. Oh, I'm sorry.
Talk like a human being. Come on.
I'm sorry, Jerry. We'll let you go. Go ahead.
In Ohio, I saw videos of fucking like white supremacists beating up Black Lives Matter protesters, and cops are like protecting the fucking racist people. They're not going to arrest you for
that. Killing people in your state. They're killing people in your state, though. Look at Aubrey.
Why are you screaming?
Aubrey
Beef, why
over
are you
there.
Screaming, dude?
They're killing people
Beef,
over
why
there.
Why are you screaming?
I'm shocked.
Beef, why are you screaming?
Because I'm shocked.
You know what we're going to do?
You don't even care about these murders in your state.
Beef, you know what we're going to do? We're going to send in the feds just like they did in Portland over there. We're going to send in the feds just like to straighten it out over there, just like we did in Portland.
The minivan cops.
Just like we did in Portland, baby.
He drives the General Lee. He's got a Confederate flag. He's got a Confederate flag on the hood of his car right now.
Yeah, that's how he does things. He does things.
Hood of the car? How do you put a flag on the hood of your
car?
That makes no sense. Come on.
He's got it on the hood of his bus. He doesn't drive a car, son.
The General Lee. Duke's Hazzard? You ever watch Duke's Hazzard?
I don't think you can put a flag on the hood of your car. I don't think you can do that. That's not allowed by law, dude. Come on.
Google the General
Duke's Hazzard?
Eric.
You ever saw Duke's Hazzard?
Listen. Just shut up. Eric. Derevchenko never got the offer for a Canelo fight. They just said he was in the running. So don't say he turned the fucking fight down. He was never offered the fight. He's just in the running like all
these. That's what I heard, son.
You just made that up.
I heard.
That's not nice.
What I heard.
You're supposed to be a boxing show.
I heard. I forgot. Jason knows everything. I forgot. Just like Floyd was supposed to get 50-50 on that fight. Is that what you said?
He did. He pretty much did, right?
No, he didn't.
3.2 million.
No,
3.2 and 3.5. That's like 48%. What are you talking about? What's the
200,000, right?
200,000.
300.
So
what?
If I said I'm going to take 200,000 more than you, you don't care about that?
A kid without a belt got the same money almost. Were you wrong? He took a Gaddy to the HBO pay-per-view. Gaddy's never been on HBO pay-per-view. He needed Floyd to get on pay-per-view.
He can't admit it, son.
He won't admit he was wrong.
Has Gaddy ever been on HBO
pay-per-view
before Floyd? I don't think so.
He won't admit he was wrong.
So how come Gaddy
Jason,
needed Floyd for
you're
pay-per-view?
A sad sack, but we love you.
What happened, man? Why did Gaddy need Floyd for pay-per-view? How come he can sell pay-per-view without Floyd? Gaddy's never been on pay-per-view without Floyd. What do you mean, who cares?
If that's the case, then Floyd got hosed because he got less money, right?
Yeah. He needed the fucking kid from
Michigan. Then he got less money, right?
He needed a non-champion.
Floyd was never on pay-per-view.
That's what it is.
Wow.
Floyd was never on pay-per-view before then either.
Of course he wasn't. He wasn't a champion anymore. He was like a 20-year-old kid, you fucking idiot. Of course he wasn't on pay-per-view. He was like a 20-year-old kid. I would be on pay-per-view.
Wasn't a champion? He had 130-pound, 135-pound title, you fucking dope. You idiot.
Like Trump in that.
So Jason, let me ask you a question.
go back and get your shine box.
Oh, come on, B. That was rude.
You're wrong.
That
was
rude. B was definitely triggered.
That was rude.
B was definitely triggered.
Go back to
B is showing how low IQ he is.
Go back.
B has to show how low IQ he is.
Go back to elimination. I'm not to elimination.
So
Beep
sounds like Glenn
so
Beck.
Jason,
Beep.
Let me ask you,
Beep.
Jason, why do you
like
continuously
Beck
flood our Twitter accounts with, you know, Trump stuff? He
what
always says
flood?
The stuff
tag, dude,
saying
like,
what
every
Trump
now
did
and then
wrong.
I'll tag you on something.
Every now and then,
every now and then.
What's every
like,
now and then
yeah,
to you? Because it's like
every
day,
like
every
few
son.
Days. Every few days, dude.
No. It's not every few days.
I tagged you 2 days ago.
With Trump tweets.
2 days ago, I remember.
Today, yesterday, the day before that.
Jason, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm like, like 2 days ago. I think I tagged
how
Jason,
you.
How old are you? Jason, how old are you?
How old are you?
Old
like
are
probably
you,
like half of Trump, half of Beeb's age. Just Dwight had Beeb's age, you know, under two.
How old are you?
I said half
you,
your age, Beeb. I said half your age.
All right, so 25. So he's 25.
He's 25.
25.
So,
a little bit older.
So do you find it hard to find, like, girls living in your parents' basement?
When you were a sperm cell in your daddy's nutsack, I was watching boxing when you weren't even born, and you want to debate me on boxing?
What were you watching, babe?
When you squiggled through that hole
you're
in your
watching,
daddy's rubber, right? you squiggled through that hole in your daddy's rubber, okay? I was, like, watching boxing for, like, 10 years already, 20 years.
Yeah,
you were watching Tyson
there,
beat up all those bums? You were watching Tyson beat up all those bums back to back?
Well, he didn't fight the caliber of guys Deontay Wilder fought, of course.
Of course not.
Deontay Wilder,
he's fighting a shark this week.
Yeah, way better. He's
fighting a shark in a couple weeks.
I mean, Chavez Sr., let's not even go to Chavez Sr. That guy fought like fucking cab drivers from Tijuana. Let's not even go there.
He didn't fight anybody. He didn't fight nobody.
He
didn't fight anybody.
Again, when you were squiggling through that hole, okay, you squiggled through that hole, right, through your daddy's rubber, okay? We were watching these fights live. You fucking Googled them.
Yep.
We watching
Google
them
what?
Live,
what are you
okay?
talking about?
Live, son.
What are you talking about? Why do you keep making things up?
Get a
like
speaking
Trump,
spell,
man.
He
loves Trump
because he
makes shit
get
up.
He's from Georgia, babe. You got to dumb it down for him.
He's from Georgia, man. He's from Georgia.
You got to dumb it down.
Yeah, Ohio is such a genius town. Actually, Boston's
better dumb it down
than Ohio.
For him,
I have to
son.
Admit that. Boston's better than Ohio. I have to admit that. I'm not going to lie about that. But
Boston's
why is
better
JC
than Georgia?
The triple chin? Boston's better than Ohio. I don't know about Georgia, but why is JC the triple chin crying in the chat? What's going on with him? Like, his triple chin is so big it fucking hangs down to his belly. He needs to calm down. He needs to get
talking?
On the fucking
treadmill.
We had you with the buck teeth. You dental floss with a jump rope. This kid dental flosses with a jump rope. He's got fucking.
Jesse
he's got like
could
three
do a
teeth in
jump
his mouth
with his triple chin, dude. Jesse Reagan could do a jump rope.
You remember that picture? Remember his Facebook picture? He's sitting there by that plane.
He had a green screen of a like a poster of a plane. He had that jumpsuit on
like he was a pilot or something like that.
He had the Osh leggings on. Remember? He looked like inbred. It's like fucking Beverly. He looks like the dude from the Beverly Hillbillies.
He was so bitter.
The big buck dude smile.
Beeb is like, Beeb is a 6-year-old man. He's calling me fucking buck dude. Come on.
Fucking guy dental flosses with a jump rope, man. He got three teeth in his mouth.
So, Jason, are you wearing a mask?
Like Einstein, calm down.
Jason, you wearing your mask?
Are you wearing
a
mask?
No. Not indoors, of course. I wear them outdoors. Why are you guys wearing masks? I thought masks don't work, so why are you guys wearing them? Are you sending your kids out without masks in the public and shit? Are you letting your kids
don't
go out in the public without masks?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, right.
Don't worry about it.
You probably got shit.
Worry about what
family.
We do.
We'll see.
Doesn't matter.
You liberal.
Your boy's over there suing people.
Who's suing who?
All right. Did you have any boxing to discuss?
Yeah, man. What do you guys think about Charlo versus Chenko? What do you think about that fight?
We like it. We already said we liked it.
Fight.
Also, yeah. August. Go ahead, Beeb.
I was finished.
Beeb
was
going to
say something.
You got the floor.
Go ahead, Beeb.
You got the floor. Now you're stuttering.
I'm on.
You're about to cry. I know you're about to go running, screaming. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're broken up over here, man. We're broken up. We're real broken up.
I gotta take my antidepressants. I'm so fucking depressed right now.
You need to. Go ahead. Go take them.
Let me. Lois, give me my phone. I gotta call the suicide hotline. This kid. I'm so distraught because I'm talking to a 25-year-old idiot right now.
Yeah. So distraught. We gotta go take some Prozac after this one, man.
What do you think about it? Hey, what do you
think
about it? Hey, Eric. What do you guys think about Tucker Carlson's head writer being exposed as like a KKK member, pretty much? What do you guys think about that?
About Tucker Carlson's head writer being exposed? I think it's fake news.
It's fake news, like you.
Fake news, son. It's
what?
Fake news. He's not a KKK guy. He wasn't a KKK guy.
Did you read what he said? Did you read what he said?
Fake news, son.
What's fake news?
Fake news. Hey, let's talk about my man Roger Stone being free. How about that? Huh? Free is a bird now, B. My man Trump got my man Roger Stone out.
He just called somebody the N-word today. He just called a black dude the N-word today on radio.
What did he say?
What did he say? Called him the N-word.
He said,
did you hear the audio?
He slipped up.
The best part about the audio was right after he said it. This idiot, like, the guy's talking to him, and he stopped saying anything, like he hung up, and it's still, you can still hear, like, background noise.
He's an idiot. He fucked up big time, bro.
He didn't fuck up. That's called showing your true self. That's not called fucking up, first of all.
Yeah, you know, that's not really a word that just slips, right? I mean, that's not really a word that just slips, no?
Beeb always has excuses ready for the right-wing racist, like Trump, you know, always.
Oh.
And this is the guy Trump just
pardoned. Where you live, Jason?
This guy.
This
is Trump's hero.
You live right in the heart of it all.
That
you
makes no
right
sense. You have no argument,
all.
Dude. Who cares?
You brag about it, and you brag about
Beeb,
it.
Beeb, we live in America, Beeb. We live in America.
We
live in America.
You live
you know how America
racist
was founded?
State union. Look what they do in your state.
Yep. Your governor could care less about you, son.
Your governor, bro.
We're in America.
Your governor could care less about
you,
son.
America was founded on slavery, dude. I mean, we're in America.
Not in
Georgia. Let's talk about America.
Not in Georgia.
Not in Georgia, son.
What? What are you talking about?
We
all live in America.
I was in the military. I trained in Fort Gordon, Georgia. That is
yeah,
the
there's
most
a black mayor here where I am, so
state.
I don't know what you're talking
that
about.
That is the most racist state I've ever seen in my life, Georgia. Okay?
Beeb, you were like racist. Fucking in the 1970s. I'm like fucking, dude, we're in 2020 now. You were in there in 1980. You're a fucking idiot. What are you talking about in 1980? You need to grow up. Dude, you need
worse.
To get out of the 1980s. We're in 2020 now. You need to grow up, Beeb. Come on.
Look at my mayor. My mayor.
We're
look at the city hall. My mayor put a black
Beeb,
light sign on
sends
city
pictures
hall.
Pictures from like his high school buddies. Your mayor.
Look what he's doing down there. Look what your mayor's doing. He's suing everyone in sight.
All right, Jason. We're gonna get running, man. Trump 2020. All right, D style.
Racist state in the union, Georgia.
Well, I'm in Texas, so I don't know. How's it going, guys?
What's happening? Yeah, but you're in El Paso, so it's all good.
Yeah,
Texas
I'm in El Paso.
Shit,
by the way, Democratic-run city and the safest fucking city in the world. Primarily Hispanic, all right? That's what I'm talking about, all
right?
Breaks all
right
all stereotypes
from the murder capital of
that.
The world, Juarez.
Well, we're right next to that. That's true. You know what I mean? But that's even then, bro, even then. But
that's still pretty good.
That is pretty good. But check it out, man. I just want to clarify some. I know there's a lot of hyperbole being said and all that. The mask is not to defend you from COVID. It's so you don't spread COVID to others. That's number one.
Right.
So it does help with asymptomatic
people. No mask is
going to
protect you. Yeah, I don't even think those N95 masks would protect you from it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not.
Well,
so I just want to clear up, but there is an importance in having it so you don't spread it to somebody else.
Right.
Right.
Correct.
So I just want to clear that out, just FYI. But with all that said, man, well, why y'all hating on Mikayla Mayer, man? I think she looked good, bro. I think she looked good. She was popping the 1-2. And she's been following me on Twitter since 2010, so I got a rep 100%. You know what I mean?
Can you get her on the show for us?
Well, she's following me too, but ever since she became big time, you know, now that she's main eventing on Top Rank, she had a response to no tweets, so I got to see what. She's responded to Magic Johnson now. She's responding to
Freestyle
Boxing, but I'll see about that, man.
That's
but
cold.
I do have a serious question, though, in all seriousness, in regards to that fight. And
we had Christina Hammer on here.
Yeah, we have Hammer on here.
Christina Hammer on here.
Oh, there you go.
Okay,
you've already had
her
name.
That's what I heard. I heard Beeb went out with her. Beeb won't ever tell me, but Beeb, I heard you went out.
It's like he walked outside at the same time she walked outside. That's what he means. He went out. that's the closest. But hey, what do you guys think, man? I think it's kind of it's 2020. Like all these changes are taking place, yet they're still doing this thing where they're only having women box 2 minutes. All right,
I think it's
one of the most disrespectful things. Not even the UFC cuts minutes from the woman. You know what I mean? I want you guys.
That's why women can main event over there. I mean, that's why women main event over there, because it's the same rules as the men. They put the same amount of marketing into the women as they do in the men. That's why. I mean, that's why they can do what they do. Boxing doesn't, you know. And
yeah.
I really didn't care for the Michaela Mayer fight. Not that she didn't look good. She looked all right. But, I mean, look who she was fighting. She was supposed to be, you know. There was no hype around it. There was no, you know, I don't know. It was silly for them to call it the first main event in Top Rank history. To me, it was just silly because it was main event by default.
The
winning team didn't show up, so you get this.
The other team didn't show up, so you won the title.
Right.
You know the best part though, like they wouldn't stop patting themselves in the back about it, like the whole time. The first ever.
Yeah, which is the worst.
Yeah, like stop patting yourself in the back about it. You know what I mean? The funny part is Michaela Mayer herself even said, "I could fight better opponents than this." She said it in the post fight, you know. And I think that's a good attitude.
Is
she as good as Katie Taylor? No, you know what I mean? Like she's not as good as Clarissa Shields, but I think she's she has to prove it still. But I think she'll be like a top five female fighter in the world. I think she's going to be one of the top. You know, in my opinion.
Really?
You know, so we'll see.
Well, you may be right because there's not a lot of talent. I hate to say it, but there's not a shitload of talent in the female boxing.
You know what though? Claudio just said that in the chat. He said there's more female talent in MMA than boxing, but is there?
Let's think
about this for a minute. Is there? Is promoted better in MMA, and you know people's names in MMA versus boxing? I think it may just be promoted better. I'm not sure that they're better athletes or better talent or anything like that. I mean, there's a big pool in boxing as well. We just don't hear about them all the time. I don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah, but that's what I had in mind, man. Put them 3 minutes around, for God's sakes. I mean, this two-minute thing.
I agree.
It's honestly annoying, and we're kind of programmed for 3 minutes. Like, it always feels like the round ended too early when you're watching a women's fight. And it is getting annoying. So those are my thoughts, guys. Good show. I got to run.
All right, Sal. Thanks so much for calling in, man. Claudio Monreal says, I see Mayo with Gabe Rosado at my job. He might be hitting that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord. On that note, that'll do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. As always, you can catch Joe Habib on Twitter at jhabib1 and find our YouTube channel at ringsidereporterlive.com. On Twitter, you can catch me at ringside73, and we will see you next week.